In this bulletin, Anthony Albanese holds his first national cabinet meeting as Prime Minister. SBS Chairman and South Australian Premier among Australians sanctioned by Russia. And in the AFL, illicit drug use sees Western Bulldogs player Bailey Smith slapped with a two-match ban. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. Anthony Albanese's first national cabinet meeting as Prime Minister has concluded, with the PM saying it occurred in good spirits. The national cabinet agreed to meet four times a year and supported a move towards a referendum on a voice to Parliament. Under pressure to increase funding to public health care, Mr. Albanese said the government will extend its COVID funding arrangement until the 30th of December this year.
What that's about isn't necessarily additional dollars. What it's about is a recognition that our hospital system at the moment has people who should be in being looked after by their local GP, but GPs just aren't available. That the lack of nurses and health professionals in the aged care system means that many people who should be either being looked after at home or looked after as aged care residents end up in the hospital system as well.
South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas has told Russian President Vladimir Putin he won't be bullied by a new load of Russian sanctions on Australians. Russia's foreign ministry has announced it's sanctioning an additional 121 Australian citizens, including journalists and defence officials. SBS Chairman George Savvides is among the list of Australians sanctioned by the Russian government in a move which cited what it calls Australia's Russophobic agenda. ABC Radio News breakfast host Patricia Karvelis has told her audience she is also among the Australians sanctioned by the Kremlin. Mr. Malinauskas says he's grateful the Russian president is paying attention to the so-called leading role South Australia is playing in trying to stand up for democratic values.
The people of South Australia stand firmly with Ukraine, as does every state and territory, and I'm just grateful for the fact that Vladimir Putin took notice. My heritage, Malinauskas, is a Lithuanian last name, and my family knows all too well the human tragedy that can occur in the face of unacceptable Russian aggression, and I'm very proud of the fact that my government's played a leadership role, and I look forward to doing that in the future.
The Greens have announced their portfolio for the 47th Parliament. Adam Band, who is the leader of the party, will take charge of climate change, energy and workplace relations, while his deputy Maureen Faruqi will also be responsible for racism, anti-racism, international aid and global justice, and animal welfare. Leader in the Senate, Larissa Waters, will take on women and democracy, while her deputy, Lydia Thorpe, will oversee matters on First Nations, the Republic and sport, while other members of the team will actively support in other areas. The party says the team will push the government to make big changes on climate, integrity and inequality. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has confirmed State Treasurer Matt Keane has been granted precautionary powers to ensure energy supply in the state and prevent blackouts. The new powers will reportedly give the New South Wales government the ability to force coal companies to supply power generators with fuel. Mr. Perrottet played down the move, saying it was only taken as a precautionary approach and had been done in the past. The Australian energy market operator this week for the first time took control of directing supplies from energy generators to the East Coast power grid until further notice. Overseas and the United States has introduced a bill to significantly enhance support for Taiwan, including provisions for billions of dollars in US security assistance. The Taiwan Policy Act of 2022, introduced by Democrat Bob Menendez and Republican Lindsey Graham, threatens severe sanctions against China for any aggression against Taiwan and would provide $6.4 billion in foreign military financing over the next 4 years, as well as designate Taiwan as a major non-NATO ally. The bill comes only days after China's general said at the Shangri-La dialogue that China will fight at all costs and to the very end against any country's attempt to promote Taiwan's independence. Turning to sport, and Western Bulldogs player Bailey Smith has received a two-match ban from the AFL on Thursday evening for illicit drug use. Mr. Smith is already banned for two games for a headbutting incident, so will miss the Brisbane and Sydney games as well as GWS and Hawthorn. The Bulldogs star has taken responsibility for the scenes captured in the viral videos, blaming poor mental health at the time. Western Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge has supported Mr. Smith and questioned the AFL's illicit drug policy. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.